Hands off. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Donald Trump wants a federal judge to stop the FBI's review of documents taken from his home in Florida and have a neutral party go through it.
Former President Trump filing a motion seeking an independent review by special master of materials that were actually seized during that FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago, which reportedly totaled more than 300 classified documents. The Trump camp is saying, we are demanding that the DOJ be forced to turn over a real, without plans, inventory of my property. We demand that all items wrongfully taken from my home be immediately returned. Here's the DOJ's response. Quote, the August 8th search warrant at Mar-a-Lago was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause.
Fox's Kevin Cork. The Pentagon again says no to having the Washington, D.C. National Guard help deal with thousands of migrants being bused to the city from Texas. It's Mayor Muriel Bowser's second unsuccessful request for military aid, which the Pentagon says the Guard is not trained or experienced enough to provide. There are primaries in New York State today and in Florida.
There are two main Democrats in Florida who hope to get the chance to unseat Republican incumbent Governor Ron DeSantis.
As the only statewide elected Democrat, I have been in the trenches fighting Ron DeSantis for 3.5 years.
Agriculture Secretary Nikki Fried is one. She faces a primary with Congressman Charlie Crist, who was governor before as a Republican. He also lost when trying to unseat then-Governor Rick Scott in 2014.
I've been your governor before. I've been your attorney general and fought for civil rights. I've been your commissioner of education and fought for education.
DeSantis faces no primary challenger today. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
There are runoff elections in Oklahoma today for leading candidates from the primaries in June. A federal civil rights investigation is opening against three Arkansas law enforcement officers seen on video beating a man during an arrest. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
There's a disaster declaration in Dallas County, Texas, and a request for state and federal aid to help people affected by flash flooding. More than 9 inches of rain was recorded at the Dallas-Fort Worth airport Sunday into yesterday afternoon. That's just behind a record set in 1932. Drought conditions made the ground hard and unable to absorb all that water. A Florida man who tried to defraud a member of Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz's family has been sentenced.
Stephen Alford was sentenced by a federal judge on Monday to more than 5 years in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. The 62-year-old Alford pleaded guilty to a charge of wire fraud in December after admitting to engaging in a scheme against Gaetz's father, a former Florida state representative. It involved a string of correspondence with the elder Mr. Gaetz, where Alford told him that if he gave him $25 million to help free a U.S. hostage in Iran, arrangements would be made to have President Biden pardon his son, the congressman. In the federal sex trafficking investigation the lawmaker faces, criminal charges have not been filed against Matt Gaetz, and he has denied the allegations. Alford later admitted to FBI agents about his meeting with Don Gaetz and said he had never received any assurances from the Biden administration about a pardon. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
A mystery disease is killing dogs in Michigan.
The Michigan Department of Agriculture is working with local and federal officials after dozens of dogs died from a disease no one's been able to identify. The disease produces symptoms similar to parvovirus, like vomiting and diarrhea, but when the animals were tested for parvo, they came up negative. The Clare County Cleaver reports County Animal Control Director Rudy Hicks says dogs usually die within 3 days of showing symptoms. Her advice is to help slow the spread by keeping your dogs close to home and away from parks and trails where other dogs may be. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The Ukraine Premier League soccer season starts today. Games have been on hold since the Russian invasion started in February. No fans are there at Kyiv's Olympic Stadium, and players are ordered to rush to bomb shelters if sirens go off. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.